This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of Nikki and the Mayor. Mino's out trying to catch a deer, so we're holding the fort down here. These are our next two guests who are in-house, which is awesome. We have two people from the Antiquarian Society, Maria Zern, right? Did I say that right? I might just call you Maria.
Okay, it's always Maria. You got it.
And, of course, everybody knows Mary Jane Herber, who is the historical guru for Brown County. How long have you been running the Historic Society or this Historic Library? You don't want to say it. Okay, 50, that's fine.
50 years.
Okay. So she wrote some of it. Yeah, wow. It's welcome, you guys. You do so much for this community. And I, as you know, love history. And you even came to that little event we had last Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. It was fabulous at the Northland. And they were celebrating their 100th anniversary. Yeah. And the Green Bay
is.
And the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society, we had our 100th anniversary celebration last October, so. Yeah.
It's fun to celebrate that. And 100 years is, you know, I don't know, depends how you look at it, but that's a long time. But, you know, you look at Europe or something, it's like, oh, come on, that was yesterday.
So, well, but 100 years is
it's nice.
Big deal.
Yeah.
That's a long time for a historical organization to be in business.
The longevity, fantastic, thanks to
lots of volunteers.
That's what it takes. So the Historical Society, you have a big event coming up, and I've been to it. Yeah, this is the 67th year. I haven't been to all of them. But Mary Jane has. tell us about this event. It's at the Rock Garden. And it's a little bit of I don't know if it's a fundraiser, but it's the place to buy unique things. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society, as the mayor said, for the past 67 years, have hosted our annual antique show and sale.
Awesome.
For the 67th time, we're going to be putting on our show. Our show has been held at different venues over the year, but it currently is being held at the Rock Garden.
Great location. Easy parking. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
It's a great place. It's a beautiful spot to be. We're in the Windsor Room and the Ballroom, rooms.
Okay.
And so we've got about... What do we have, Mary Jane? We've got over 25 vendors.
Wonderful.
From all over the state and some from beyond. It's going to be held this weekend, there's 2 days. It's going to be Friday, November 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. And Saturday, November 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And like I said, it's going to be at the Rock Garden Conference Center.
Right.
It's held in both. We have both the Ballroom and the Windsor Room.
What will the vendors be displaying? Like, what's there?
What
kind of stuff?
Didn't I buy cufflinks there one time?
You could have.
Oh,
yes,
man.
We have one.
They were super nice. Like,
well,
really nice.
You got to come again this year, Mayor, because...
well, I need them.
Yeah, well, I know you don't need them. Well, because we have one vendor called the Missing Link. And she specializes in postcards, but also cufflinks. And I know one year I bought a really beautiful pair of amethyst cufflinks that then I had to get a shirt, you know.
Absolutely. Now that you're not going to find there, but that's good.
Well, you might, because we do have, we have vendors that have a really wide range of vintage clothing.
Wow.
All kinds of things, you know, if you like... for little vintage fur coats or fur jackets. We have a lot of vintage. Some ladies who collect hats. We have lots of vintage hats. What else do we have?
Oh, that's
well,
awesome.
There's usually some sports memorabilia.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and I have to tell you one story. Years ago, somebody said,
go ask Mary Jane. Get her over to that booth. And there was this big, long board, and it had foot markings on it, 6 inches, 12 inches, and it said WCC on it. And it was at least 8 feet long. And the guy looked at me, and I said, I know what that is. He said, what? I said, WCC stands for Wisconsin Conservation Commission. Uh-huh. It was a board to measure sturgeon.
Oh, wow.
So look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and that
but
might
there's
be...
So there's all kinds of stuff.
And it might be super meaningful to somebody. Well, you know, yeah. And that's what you have at that show. And like I said, I've been there. Many people have been there. You're not going to find it at Target or, you know, oh, what I mean? It's just so unique. It's just such cool stuff. And, you know, this is good timing with Christmas coming around the corner, but you can get stuff here. Like my wife who plans, so we'll go and she'll buy something. She'll find something unique like that.
And we have a lot of other things that people collect. We have some vendors coming, you know, the more traditional kind of antiques. There's a lot of beautiful cut glass. I collect crystal.
That's cool.
I collect crystal. Mm. And every year I treat myself to whatever the best piece in the show is.
How many sets of linens do you have?
And there is there's linens.
I happen to like that. But okay. Yeah. You know, that is neat. And what I was going to say is that that's just for Christmas. But Donna will buy something for my mom, and her birthday's like in August. Mm-hmm. And she'll buy it like now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did you buy that? Well, give it to your mom in August. I'm like,
does she remember where she puts it?
She does. She's like super organized. I know. But there are some very cool things there. I always want to say that. And for $7, how cool is that to walk through and see 25 vendors and awesome people? Now,
Maria and Mary Jane gave us tickets to give away. So we'll come up with a contest to give away some entrance.
Yeah, we do.
He's escorting our next guest.
Oh, all right. We'll get there. Hey, did you guys do, so you're the Antiquarian Society for DePere Green Bay. Is that what it's called?
Correct.
Okay. Did you have anything to do with that Antique Roadshow?
We were, Mary Jane can probably speak more about it because she was more integrally involved. But the Antique Roadshow in Green Bay, the part of the reason that it was brought here is because of the antiquarians.
Yeah. We contacted Wisconsin Public Television. Yeah. They said, go ahead, try. So we did. But you know what happened? One of the things that brought them here?
What's that?
Sarugi's candy.
Yes,
right, really.
Every 6 months or so, I'd send a box of candy.
There you go.
And 125
year.
I hope Joe has an ad in your program.
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's a huge.
And he's what a good man.
Yeah.
Great family.
Anybody will do anything in Green Bay for Sarugi's chocolate.
Yes, that's true.
I think it cheese goes and for good bread. Yeah. We send a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great that you landed. Well, I just got a quick story about that. So you called me, I think you did, Mary Jane, or somebody who was in charge of the show and said, hey, look, you want you to come in, give a little bit of a welcome. And maybe that was Maria that called. Anyway, and if you have an item, you can bring it and they'll appraise it.
Oh,
like, wow. A lot of people bring guns. Everything's there. There's dressers. I mean, that is just like you see on TV. It's lines. And it's like, well, what do you have this and that? Well, I bought a chandelier years ago, probably 20 years ago, from a guy. First house with electricity in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
in Appleton.
The one in Appleton. No. That was hydroelectric, though.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Anyway, it was a friend of a friend. So I go there, and it was a chandelier that hand painted, you know, that whole thing done by gas but converted to electricity. And so I don't know what it was. But let's just say I think it was like $1,500. And I said to the guy, oh, I'll give you $1,200. Oh, God, I shouldn't have priced it at $1,500, you know. And so I bought it. He goes, oh, you're killing me. You know, this is unbelievable what you did. And, you know, I just feel bad. I could see my great-grandma, you know, with all this and hand-painted. So I bought it, hung it up in our house. It's nice. So I got a ladder, and I took it down. I put it in a box. I said, Laura, you know, dress up nice because we're going to be on TV because we're going to be one of those people like, oh, my God, that's worth $20,000. So we go there, and I stand in line. People are super nice to me. And stood in line, and we went up there, and I'm like, this was the first house? And she's like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know, it's in Wisconsin. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, it's hand-painted. Uh-huh, yeah. She goes, well, maybe at auction it would retrieve $400. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I want $40,000. So
you forgot a couple zeros.
But she said, look, and this was a while ago, Mary Jane. This was probably 15, whatever your show was here, 10 years ago? When was it?
17. 2017 okay, was so, when the roadshow was here.
All right. Well, and she said, look, antiques just aren't that sought after right now. These millennials aren't really into it. And she goes, look, hang on to it, which I obviously will. And she goes, antiques can ebb and flow mm-hmm. on supply and demand. But I was just like killer. I had a little tie on. I was all ready to get on TV. And oh my God, the mayor had this.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Did not happen.
I'm picturing you up on a ladder taking down a chandelier.
I was. That's for me to get on a ladder, but I thought, you know, something I got for $1,500 that's worth, you know,
$15,000. Did you take it home and hang it back up?
Well, yeah, I had to. I took it in this box. I said, look, you feel a little bit awkward, but even when you get there, you feel like a little awkward walking in with a box with a chandelier, but everybody carries.
Well, anyway, if you've got dressers and yeah.
That was just a really, really cool show. Thank you for bringing that to Green Bay.
Well, it was just, we enjoyed it. It mm-hmm. was lots of fun, lots of volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, part of the, I'm going to just say this. Mm-hmm. One of the things about, well, first of all, the first show that we did in 1957 was at the Northland Hotel.
Really? Mm-hmm. Cool.
And there were 6 vendors. Because that's all that really could sure. kind of fit in the crystal
right.
ballroom,
yeah,
really.
That's not the big
and
no.
They started out small, you
yeah.
know.
Wow.
Isn't that, you know, kind of fun?
And I think that that's a great show to go. You could bring your mom. You could bring, oh. you know what I mean? Like, that's a pretty cool thing that you can learn a lot to it. What is, like you just said, Mary Jane, what is that? But, you know.
Well.
But they had stuff there. I'm sure, you know, the washboards and everything else.
We're trying to also attract the younger generation.
Yeah.
And so we have vendors that like to bring vintage items mm-hmm. that, you know, that younger people are collecting, like Corningware.
Yes.
Right,
yes. Right? Yes. Those and, casserole dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All the different patterns.
Isn't that cool? And I think when you entertain, it's cool. And somebody said, "Where'd you get that?"
Oh,
you
yes.
know, because it was not at, you know, Macy's or something, you know. So
I've seen a lot of items that are now being recycled as well. So vintage mm-hmm. items that mm-hmm. are being repurposed into jewelry, necklaces,
yes.
earrings, stuff like that. With those,
well, we had one vendor. I don't know that she's going to be back this year, but I know last year we had a vendor, and that's what she did. She was like old is new.
Yeah.
So she took a lot
cool.
of old, kind of antique and vintage items, and she repurposed them
yes.
into beautiful Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and there's a lot to get there. 25 vendors. All right, we're going to be back. I want to talk about some more things that are going to be at that display. But Maria Zern and Mary Jane Herber, the Historical Society. Big event coming up.
Antiquarian Society.
That's a big word for me.
I know.
Come
it's
on,
a big
718,
word. It's a mouthful.
Okay, so Antiquarian Society. You got a big event coming up this Friday and Saturday. We got tickets we're going to be giving away. We're going to be right back. This is Nikki and the Mayor.
Dry your tears when the new words all your crystal chandelier. I never did fit in too well with folks you knew.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This guy doesn't miss anything. Todd Michaels, our producer, is teasing me a little bit. We were talking about the Crystal Chandelier, which I didn't even know there was a song about Crystal Chandeliers, but...
Charlie Pride, my friend.
Oh,
Charlie Pride.
It's okay. Crystal Chandelier.
We'll
did I call it Christmas Chandelier?
What's Christmas?
Crystal.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Crystal Chandelier. Yep, yep.
So, our next segment is brought to you by Beltone.
Oh, man.
My hearing aid.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No, but the reason
we're... Mickey Z
the youngest
Beltone.
One in here, and I can't hear her over the darn.
No, we're Sheesh. Talking about my chandelier that I bought and took to the Antique Roadshow. But this Antiquarian Society, that's a great organization. And I, you know, we talk many times on this show about just if you want to live a good life, you need to be involved in something.
Right.
You know,
yes.
I mean, there's movies are yep. great and, you know, but we talk about, you know, spiritual health. We talk about, you know, physical health, but the social aspect, if you study these blue zones, which is like where people live the longest, not really so much the longest, but they live the healthiest, you know, mm-hmm. it's getting involved in some organization. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys got something. I mean, you Can people get involved? Is it open?
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you do
we
that?
Have, we absolutely, you can get involved. I'll start and Mary Jane will kick in anytime. But we welcome new members. Our membership application is either online or you can get it by contacting Mary Jane Herber, who is the governor of our society.
Ooh, nice title.
I know.
It's not like chairman or...
No, it's governor.
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 Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're the governor of the Antiquarian Society.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
And membership is, there are two forms of membership. There's an individual membership and a couple's membership. It's what, $55?
It's $50 for $50. Single.
Okay.
And $75 for a couple.
Right.
And the $50, both of those memberships include some tickets for the antique show that you give away to your friends.
Yeah.
What do you guys do then? I'm thinking, like, my wife and I, you know, you get married, you have kids, it's like, and then their kids are gone and you're going to get retirement. It's like, why do we do this again? I mean, just we tried golf, but that's just, I don't know. I mean, I like it. I don't love it.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Golf does. But, yeah.
Well, in the Antiquarian Society, it's a great organization to join. We have luncheon meetings a year.
Dinner.
And we've started having a dinner meeting for people who can't make it during the day.
Nice.
We have a great mission. Our mission is to help preserve and restore the traditions in Green Bay. In fact, the reason we have the show, the antique show, is because that is the way, you know, we have a grant program. And we fund our grant program through the proceeds from the antique show. Mm-hmm. And all the local history organizations, especially the members of the Federation of History Organizations, can apply to us for grants.
Oh.
And they can to fund small projects. Our grants aren't big. I think they're around, you know, $5,000. And and it's one of the few ways that, you know, there's very limited opportunities for history organizations to get funding. And so it's really important that that we make this show a success, because we really do like to support, like, the Neville and the Railroad Museum and all the other
Heritage Hill.
Heritage Hill.
You know, the Deep Year Historical.
That is awesome. It's not like you're an organization that may or may not be around. You've been around for 100 years. What a great thing for, I think, you know, young people too, because I think I told you I have three kids, but one of them is much more interested in history than the other two, and for whatever reason. So you'll take, there's no age limit.
No age limit, men, women, we've got it all. And we also have, me and Mary Jane, we have like special events that we have, you know.
Yeah. Every once in a while there's some dinner or some big thing, and of course the Antiques Roadshow. We've done things with when the tall ships have been in.
That's cool. A lot of history there.
One of the things that we provided a grant for was when they were redoing the Old City Stadium project.
Mm-hmm.
That must be 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, they had the pillars, and there was a certain amount for each one of the pillars, and we funded one of those pillars. So
we did it
over a 5-year period, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever, four years. In terms of some of, not to put all the money in one place at once, so that we always break things up so that...
Well, the other big project that the antiquarians worked on was we purchased the artifacts collection from the Brown County Library.
Wow.
And that was a huge campaign. That was over $1 million campaign. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things we're really devoted to. So if and it's just a lot of fun. Sometimes we have you know, presentations or, you know, individual little meetings or workshops on something that a specific area of interest for someone. You know, I don't know, I like cut glass. And I know that we had a couple of our members who specialized in that, and they held a little workshop.
And usually once during the winter we have a show and tell.
Yes.
People, I forgot about that one.
Oh, that's
people
that's
bring
cool.
things. You know, we have dinner at night,
someplace.
An adult show and tell.
I'm bringing adults.
You
know,
hey, are you going to bring your chandelier?
I don't want to get laughed out of the room. I'm not over that yet. What did you say? That was 2013?
I'll pay you $50 if you take your chandelier.
Oh, man, that hurt. No, antiques are great. And I think this show that's coming up.
That's when Jim's life took a turn.
It did.
And he began gambling.
My daughter stopped, looking up to me. Yeah.
The one thing that I will say is that what you said about Donna is that it's a great place to find gifts.
Yes.
And people, because of the Antiques Roadshow, they think everything's $4,000.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of things there.
Very affordable.
$50. Mm-hmm. People find things. My grandma had one of those.
Right.
And my cousin Louise got it. And I always wished I'd gotten it.
Right.
And so you can buy that same thing, even though it's not your grandma's.
And just browsing. It can be anything from comics and records.
Absolutely.
Or
sports
decor,
stuff.
Posters.
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Posters.
Something I bought there was, it was old, but it was the word smile, that song Smile, and I kept. I went back to it like three times. Like, I got to buy that thing. And it wasn't that much.
You're
drawn to it. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I'm not going to see that again.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
But it's
how
also
fun.
Just a walk down memory lane,
yes.
isn't it?
I always go and I always see things from my childhood.
Yes.
And one of the things I had been always wanting were those Pyrex colored bowls that all of our mothers had in the 1960s.
So you're always keeping an eye out for them.
Always washing for something.
And, ladies, thank you so much.
And the
much.
Candy's still in it.
I know. Those M&Ms.
All right, you guys, we're going to talk about this again, but the Antique Roadshow,
Antiquarian
Society. What says Antique right
Antique
on here?
Show.
Tickets available. It's only $7 at the Rock Garden this weekend. You go out there, see some unique gifts. We're going to be right back with Deanna and Ben Melchor. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
All from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was fun, that Antiquarian Society. That's a cool thing that's going on this weekend, so...
I told those gals I need to swing by because I'm looking for a particular set of refrigerator magnets that my grandmother had
there you
in
go.
Her
sure.
house. And I might kind of lean into somebody if they get there before me. And
I have to say this about both of those women, very knowledgeable, very sweet. Yeah. But I think both of them have a crush on the former mayor.
Oh, wow.
Do they know he's a former mayor?
The reason they do is they needed some free promotion, and they called me, and I got him on the show. I called Todd. He goes,
they were giggling at everything you were saying.
And there was a lot of accolades as they walked out. I might agree with Todd there.
They're great, and I love,
dancing eyes, right?
Give me a break. Yeah.
I think they were waiting around for a hug.
Yeah. No,
Bring it in.
Bring it in. Come here, grumpy. Get in.
Right. Okay,
get on the phone with HR.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yep. But I do like probably the connection. I do like antiques, and with real estate.
I want to
make a segue.
Welcome,
we're talking
Ben.
With Ben and Deanna Melchor, and you walk into a house and it's got a flavor.
Yeah,
it does.
Totally.
And you sometimes suggest, like my house. You walk in and I think people who come to my house would say, oh, these guys probably likes antiques. He's probably a little bit religious.
This guy's probably got 12, 13 sets of linens.
Right? Right. A little.
What's
the thread count on that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're very high.
You're coming over because I'm having a party, a Christmas party. And I didn't know you last year.
I hope the sheets will not be on display.
No, not the sheets. Sheets now. The bedrooms are closed.
That's a different party.
I cannot wait to see the chandelier.
That's a different party.
Chandelier.
Okay. And I told these guys, I said, Mino's not here, so we can actually talk real estate. We haven't done it yet.
No, in fact, He wants to remind you guys to renew your license.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
No, they did it. These guys did that.
Yeah.
These guys are ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I sent the information to Jim so she could, or he could too.
Yeah, and this, and that was the online. Yep. And you know me, I'm such a high tech guy. I didn't want to do that. So I called a friend of mine and I said, hey, look, I want to take the in class where you sit and the teacher's there and they give you the test there. You can ask questions and and you wait for the other person who's like as dumb as you, but they ask the question. You look at them like, God, I can't believe you asked that. I was thinking the same thing. And she said, that's over. She goes, there's not any more in-person classes. And I'd like, panicked. So I went
back. Jim, how old are you?
I know. So
he's sponsored by the Antiquarians.
I can't think of another real estate person out there who is like, give me more time to like have to go through this versus let's rip through it.
So I went back to your email and clicked the thing. And anyway, so Saturday morning, I was going to go see my mom in Appleton, bring her some, because Meals and Wheels doesn't deliver on weekends, right? So I'm like, okay, I called up. I want to make something. She goes, sure. But I thought, you know what? I said, today or tomorrow? She goes, no, either day is fine. I got some stuff for today. I said, all right, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And I plugged into that test, and I did it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good
one day.
For you.
I did.
Good for you.
It was, how did we do?
I didn't get any. I did.
Nice.
None wrong.
Well, no, you have to get an 80.
You do. Yeah.
So I think
70, I believe, is the 70. Bench. Is the
really?
Cut off. Yeah.
Dang.
But yeah, you know,
that's
I know.
Probably only a couple questions, yeah, you know, because each section.
Yeah, I think there's, what is there 16?
I think, 15 units? Or they're probably 15 questions per section.
But but there's a lot of sections. I mean, it says it's, I don't know how many hours it is, but I did skip ahead because I don't like, I can't watch videos that long. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
said the man who wanted to sit in the class. Well,
the class is more fun. I don't know.
Isn't it ironic? You?
Anyway, I did. I passed them all.
A teacher.
I'm done. Good and then I sent in the money, and so I'm done.
Yeah.
For 2 years, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
You and I didn't know.
I wouldn't say he's well-versed, ladies and gentlemen. But, I would say he's adequately versed.
Yeah.
But,
and I didn't know that I'm a broker. That's the same test as realtors, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The first thing is,
like, is it, you guys Jim, have talked about. Know?
Yeah, no, but the first thing you guys talked about when you've been on here many times, but that whole buyer's agency thing is like, that was like an hour and 19 minute video.
Yeah.
So that one I did watch because
because that's new to you. Yeah.
But everything you told me was, I didn't have to watch it. But the other stuff I kind of.
Yeah.
Just
well,
went,
they do.
Right,
they do
test.
Make it really nice and easy because they kind of bold the stuff like note this, like key facts.
They kind of tell you. It's kind of like this is you're gonna see this again in about 10 minutes on your test.
Yeah, they really want us to pass.
And then they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pass that, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny's afraid to take
Listen,
it.
Listen, we're not applying for our Mensa card.
No.
Not on this.
I will say, I did think the broker's test was kind of hard.
Yeah.
I did because it's 100 questions, but there could be 300 questions. You know, you do the practice test, and then you do this practice test, and it's like, wait a minute, that wasn't on here. And that gets into this, what those holding tanks and condominiums, and there's a lot of moving parts to that. Anyway, you guys are both realtors, brokers.
We're not brokers. We're just realtors and then owners.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on in your world? Tell me about some of your listings. I love, we used to in the old days, just date night, just a date weekend, just go look at homes. But now I got to.
Sure.
I got to call you and get a license, which is cool.
Now you don't even have to leave. We can just send them to you over technology.
That's true. Anyway, what's going on in the world right now? I mean, it's fun to watch. The election's over.
It is. Election's over. It wasn't the last time we got together. It was pre-election, and we were all speculating.
No, I think it was the day after. It was the day after the election.
But so it was a little too soon.
But they were too soon.
Yeah, it was hard to talk about.
They were still counting in Pennsylvania. The judge came and he goes, stop counting.
Yes.
Well, anyway. You know, here's the thing. We went to a convention this past week, and I thought it was really interesting because they mentioned that 1.7 or over 1.7 million Americans that are thinking about buying and selling put it on pause because of the rates and the election.
Yeah.
And I thought that was striking.
That's a lot of people.
You know, and their thing was, you know, reach out now again, because now they're getting back to life. They're accepting whether they like the results or don't like the results. Life goes on. And, you know, rates have really stabilized. And so now is a really good time to kind of get back into it. So because you've pulled yourself from it.
And whoever wins, I agree, that's the winner.
Yeah.
Right.
Get over
right,
it.
Right. Get over
that,
it.
Get over yeah. it. And let's kind of lean into a couple things that, I mean, nobody is like 100% against you. I mean, there's some things like we even talked about, you know, both candidates had some good things for real estate. You know?
Right, right, absolutely.
I think, I think the one who won is going to build a lot more. Instead of giving $25,000 to help, they want to relax the ordinances to build.
Yeah.
Maybe build on some federal land. I'm crazy about that. But there's going to be, it's a whole supply and demand. And, you know, he's more of a business guy, so he's going to address it from the supply side.
Correct.
Which is going to be interesting. And I do think that's going to help. And even right across the street here in Green Bay, you know, that's $55 million development, 265. Yeah. I think what's going to be good for you guys, for the Melcors, is that those are higher end condos or apartments.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
that's going to loosen up some houses because even my wife said, should we be moving there? I'm like, I don't know. We'll look at it when it's done.
Yeah. Well, so you guys mentioned it. Have the phones started ringing again?
You know, it was really interesting because honestly, I don't know if it was the week after, probably the week after the election, we had homes, a couple homes that were just sitting there and just really popular areas that we were like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. Because it was unheard of.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And average, what was your average turn time leaning into
it really depends. And I hate to like, you know, quote, because I don't have any numbers in front of me, but it really depended on the price point.
That's
so
true.
If you were kind of in that, I'm going to say first-time home buyer.
Sure.
Home, so under probably $300,000 in this area. You know, you were still looking, if it was on the market for more than 7 days, you were overpriced. That market goes really fast. Right now, we had one hit, I think, on last Thursday, and by Friday, we had an accepted offer with a couple to spare. So it's still in that price point, still moving really fast.
Yes.
You know, when you get into the higher price points, that's slowing down a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. But we also learned, too, that the average age, do you know what the average age in the United States
is a crazy stat.
First-time homebuyer is now?
Were we talking about that similarly yesterday?
This is what we were talking about. I want to hear the answer to that. But Green Bay, again, which is great for Bay Area Realty, was awarded by U.S. News and World Report number 12.
Number 12.
And there's a lot of cities in the United States.
Yeah.
And you know, we were higher. We were much lower. But we were higher than Madison, Milwaukee. And then they listed the reasons. And everybody's like, oh, the Packers. The Packers are, of course, that's an amenity that we have here. But they did talk about housing. They talked about how our money goes.
Yeah. What
and the average price of the house was we guessed that wrong.
Wasn't it 180?
That's what they said. The median price. The median price. Not the median price. That the most houses on the market.
Seems low.
I think it's almost like 300, 305.
It's 300 some.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, U.S. News and World Report, you're going to take them on? I mean, that's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible.
Bring it.
But you guys were speaking to first-time buyers, right?
Yeah, first-time buyers. And this is United States.
What was the age that the
38.
I thought
so.
Wow. 38.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, that's, wow.
So yeah. I mean, we were, what?
Married,
how old were
two
we?
Kids. Oh, when we bought our first house?
Yeah.
Well, it was the year that I was 22.
22.
Oh, ooh, that's young.
Goodness.
That's young.
Yeah.
38.
Isn't
38.
That, you know, for
there's an entire generation.
Yeah.
Between the time that you guys bought and now the average age. Yeah. That's incredible.
It's nuts. Isn't it crazy? I was just shocked. I mean, I think it's a little lower around here. Just because we are, you know, the Midwest tends to be a little bit more traditional type values, but still, it's probably not that much lower.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've got some young buyers who are on their second one.
Do you own your house?
I own my house, but what do you guys attribute that to? Is it wages? Is it cost of living?
I think it's a variety of things, honestly. I mean, and I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but I mean— Parents are too nice.
What do you mean? Like letting them live in the basement?
Yeah, kids are sticking around.
Helping pay their bills. I think a lot of them have college debt. You know, they've paid their way and they're sitting with those college loans for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I think just it's a shift in mindset as well, too. You know, back in our generation, you went to college, you got married, you bought a house, you got a dog, you got, you know, you had your kids.
Yes,
you did all of those things.
We also had the white picket fence.
Of course, you did.
This is like an awesome home for
obligatory
us.
Obligatory white fence.
It really was.
Checks all the boxes.
It checks all the boxes. Yeah. So, and I think the mindset has shifted quite a bit. And I don't think you know, kind of this newer generation coming in feels that they have to follow that same path. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's their parents telling them, you don't have to follow this path, do what you want, and supporting everything they do, or whether it's just something from the way that they were raised in the culture that they grew up in, that the path isn't necessarily all always the same as it
was. So then I'm interested to find out other statistics.
Is this painting
you,
Jim?
I just, I just want to agree. There's different generations, and, you know, we all had great grandparents and we all have kids. I think home ownership is a good path no matter what.
Absolutely.
What age. Absolutely. Because I think real estate, and you look at people who made a lot of money, but even people who are kind of financially successful in their own little right, there's real estate in there, in their portfolio.
Yeah.
And to rent and rent and rent. And I look at, you know, of course, I have two kids that live in New York. They can't afford a place, but that rent is unbelievable. I sometimes think, you sure you don't want to move, like, even to Indiana? Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe I wish you'd move here, but whereas my daughter in Nashville, they paid a lot, but they're ahead of the game. And you know, you make these payments for these kids are making payments, $2,500, $2,800.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
You know?
Well, you think about it too, you know, kind of a, oh my gosh, I totally lost my train of thought.
But I just think it's good that, to talk to you, I think real estate, sure, you want a house, you want a nice place to live, but the side effect of that is you're building equity.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely you are. And I think that's something that when they get into it, they realize that. But they have to be ready. They have to have everything kind of paid off. But it's really kind of an interesting stats,
but
I guess.
These new condos that are being built, and I think other communities, right? Oshkosh,
yes,
Appleton, they're all looking at high-end condos. Mm. But, you know, if we sell our home, that's going to pay rent, I think, till we go into the nursing home.
Yeah,
I mean, I just think, but that'll free up a house, a nice house for some people. A 34-year-old.
Yeah. Well, and it's that term right sizing.
I just remember what I was going to say. You know,
say
another
it.
Thing that I think keeps, you know, that has kind of passed this or pushed that number higher, that 38, is there's competition right now. And there has been competition probably for the last, you know, 5-6 years, and we've had a lot of young buyers. If we're showing houses and they've got an offer already,
up.
They're like, you know what, we don't really want to compete. And it's like, well, then this isn't the market for you.
Right.
That's hard.
I want to go back and see what's on the market right now, what people should be thinking about. Ben Indiana Melcor, Bay Perfect. Area Realty. We'll be right back.
Wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I love your theme music, you know? I mean, who doesn't know this song?
And, you know, Ben and I wake up to this now every morning.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the band? Let's talk radio here. Radio music, 80s. Do you remember the name of the band?
Oh, Todd's chomping at the bit.
I know Ben Indiana Melcor. I know Bay Area Realty. I have no idea.
Todd is staring
Todd is staring me down. Yeah. It is... I'll just say it because I could tell you're struggling.
I am.
Madness. Madness. The band.
Madness.
Madness.
Yes. I know would be.
Sounds like a one hit wonder.
They pretty much were. They were out of England.
Song was written in the grandmother's basement.
And you will have a story about it.
I did it a girl then.
Yeah.
It would be something.
Who went on the other
side? Yeah, you're not going to believe it. I gotta be totally honest with you.
Yeah. You know, Nikki, I have to say your impression is it's almost a mix of Jim and John.
Oh, yeah.
It's more John.
Yeah. It's the mashup.
Do you undergo a saging ceremony before you leave here just to cleanse the spirit?
I'm impressed you know what that is. Don't check my cup, Mr. Melcor.
Well, I just bought some eggnog. I should have bought it.
So many treats today.
I know.
All right. So Ben Indiana Melcor, Bay Area Realty. And their theme song is Our House by Madness. And Madness, who is going to be at the casino up in... No, I'm just
kidding. Right, exactly. Yes, and that's how we rein it in. Yes. Talking right. during no, the break, we, though, yeah. it sounds like you guys are coming up on some exciting property.
Yeah. I'll go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, so it's a I can't get too specific because it's not on market yet, but very, very nice ranch it down in Denmark. Beautiful neighborhood that they're just developing. But this house is an existing construction, been around a few years, but impeccable. And I tell you, the more time that I spend in Denmark, and I do spend a fair amount, I've sold several properties down there.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful little town. They got it going on down there.
They do, and it's not far.
What is that decor store and with all the lighting there?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember as well. It's right on the main drag.
Amazing
place.
Yeah, they... I can't think of what it's called.
You had some of your other realtors in here from Shawano, and we were talking about sometimes to get a little better price, you want to move out of the metro area a little bit. But, right. I mean, Denmark, those are, what's that, 20
easily
minutes?
Easily accessible.
It's a stone throw.
It is. Yeah. So whether you are going to take the highway or the side roads, it doesn't take you long to get there. So,
great schools, great community.
Yep.
Kind of, again, checking all the boxes.
Yeah. They've got a couple great parades there, too.
The school thing, all the ratings are coming out right now. We talked about Da Vinci being the best school in the state, but we're doing better. So that's nice for realtors. I mean, because those of us who have kids, that's like, unless they go to private schools, that's
it's one of
the biggest things.
It always comes up.
Safety, but, the amenities, the park system, but boy, do they look at schools.
A lot of civic pride down there as well. Yep. And talking again during the break, but it also sounds like, again, you guys are givers.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are you a collection, a donation location for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, both of our offices, Green Bay and Shawano. So bring them on down. New unwrapped toys.
Collection boxes available. But now we're also kind of shifting gears for as the temperatures are starting to dip. And if there's people in our community that are unhoused and we want to keep them warm as well.
Yeah, we've got a really great friend. She's another realtor. Her name is Katie Charlier. She is at a different brokerage, but just an amazing person. Always a friend. She has been, for the past 11 years, been collecting new and used scarves, hats, mittens, socks, blankets, and they put them in the parks. They tie them around the trees. And I think she also drops them off at the homeless shelters, maybe some at-risk schools as well.
And she has just taken this on.
She loves it. It fuels her for the year. So their collections have been low this year. So they are going to be doing this on December 2nd, I think, in the Green Bay area. And my understanding, it's never worked out with our schedule, and it won't this year either. I know I talk with my hands, so hopefully the coffee doesn't go.
Good move.
He's used to sitting next to me. We can't make it this year. But
on December 2nd, she's distributing?
That's when they go to the parks. And I've been told by a lot of our friends who have been there that they know that she's coming and they're literally waiting there for some warmth. And it's very touching.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so adult sizes or a variety?
Probably mostly adults, but variety for sure. So because, hats, mittens, scarves, they can be used. So Katie takes them all in. Just making sure that they're in good condition.
She washes everything before.
Yeah, she puts them out there. So whether you want to get involved in the event or whether you just want to drop off some stuff, we will collect those at our office as well and then get them to Katie.
This is what it's all about.
All right, absolutely. The hokey pokey.
Again, so Dalsman Broadway, and that's the same place that people have been dropping off Toys
Walnut.
For Tots.
Yeah, Walnut.
I mean, Walnut.
Yep, 317 West Walnut.
Yeah.
I've been there, I know. Broadway. It's one of those things you drive by a million times. Yeah. And what's the address? I don't know.
But how many intersections are in the city?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Mayor.
He probably knows.
110 signalized ones. And they're not synchronized, I'll tell you that.
And what's the traffic study on that, Jim? Please tell me.
Anyway, thanks for what you guys are doing. I mean, this is great. And if people just want to just talk real estate, give you a call. I mean, you guys know the market. Obviously, you've been it for a long time.
Can people find you on socials or if they're browsing, thinking
on
about
Facebook,
it?
Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yep. We've got a website. Definitely. You just have to
give us a few of those addresses so people, if they can just punch it in. What? So
370. Oh, our
website.
Social. Our website, benmelchor.com.
Yep. That's
pretty
easy.
And then you can just look up Ben Melchor on Facebook, too. So it's under that as well.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Thank you, guys.
Everything you do in the community. Great realtors, but great community stewards as well.
Clearly, our time is over. The lights are going
off. Yes.
No, there's been little to no movement over there, guys.
The house lights have been turned out.
Yeah. All right. Ben and Deanna Melchor, Bay Area Realty. Thanks for coming in. We will see you next week.
Thanks for having us.
This is Mino and Nikki. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.